I went to the supermarket yesterday to get a few things. That's at least the spirit in which I go. I don't poke around the cupboards or make an official list on the back of an envelope. If I do that, then I rely on the list, and I don't engage with the stock. I won't look at all the colourful boxes and cans, with the luxurious depictions of the spicy, meaty, sugary, sparkly things inside. But this evaluation sort of shopping is the only way I remember sponges and dish soap. Once at the store, I have the unfortunate habit of forgetting I need a shopping cart. So I enter the store, and then, oh, tired being, I have to go back outside and commute across the rather vast esplanade to get to the cart corral. And I'm not the only dreamer who forgets to grab a cart before heading in. In fact, there's a steady stream of us in and outers. Occasionally, as yesterday, I leave the store nearly empty-handed. Thus, instead of needing to jangle off toward my car, I had the good fortune of being able to turn my shopping cart back into the main fleet. And that's when I noticed a woman gliding rapidly past the corral, lost in the breathy recitation of her shopping list. "Pineapples, apples, grapefruits, grapes, fruit salad," she muttered. In the tumbling daze of her grocery list, she'd obviously forgotten all about the shopping cart. To assist her, I swiveled mine around and propped it against the stucco near the door that she might, thoughtlessly, grab it on her way in. I stood back to watch the harvest of my helpfulness. But my idea of efficiency was not the reigning one. What I had done, from the perspective of the store, was to abandon a cart near the store's entrance. And like a soaring eagle to a helpless mouse, an elderly cart keeper in an orange blazer and large silver glasses swooped in and took hold of the cart a single moment before the breathless dreamer could. To the sound of crashing animal cages, the keeper wheeled along and inserted my former cart into the battalion. He was still setting it into the mass when the pineapple woman reached around him to grab the handle. "I would have taken it," she snapped. As she stomped back toward the door, the cart keeper and I shrugged at one another. Two old men who'd somehow both managed to lose a head-to-head game of checkers. As I wandered down toward my car, I was struck by a perception of a possible inefficiency in this predetermined notion of order. In this instance, keeping the carts in their convenient corral proved, interestingly, inconvenient. I wondered if it was possible that an orderly form was simply an illusion of order. If there was a messier way, which yet proved more efficient, wouldn't that constitute the greater order? The universe itself was a bedlam, with stars and sticks tossed hither and yon. What if we shoppers simply loosed our carts upon the world when we were done, left them by our cars, wherever we were, careless of any responsibility? Would, perhaps, a greater efficiency be the result? I got into my car, pleased with the epiphany, running with it in my imagination, painting the idea wherever I could. What if everyone just parked where they wished? What if there was no speed limit, no stop signs or lights? I felt it in my blood that in chaos itself there was a key to a higher and more natural order. If only we could live with our clothing strewn about the floor instead of locked away in the vaults of our bureaus. And then, as it must be, in the genesis of yesterday's fine philosophy, my theory was cut to ribbons by the frowning blade of reality as I drove headlong into the one and only freestanding cart in the entire parking lot, the one cart that offered up an example of the wild world of my messy proposal. And the moment I hid it, I wondered in a tizzy, "Now who left their cart out here in the middle of nowhere?" And of course, I hadn't personally, but hadn't I, theoretically, just crashed into my own car?
To do, to do, to do some more. To je, to do some more. Comme ça. La vie, c'est épatant. To do, to do, to do some more. To je, to do some more. Comme ça. La vie, je la comprends. N'allez jamais trop vite, vous aurez tout le temps. Attention à la dynamite. Prenez garde au volcan, à ces gens énervés qui ne savent pas aller. To do some more, comme ça, à flânant gentiment. N'allez jamais trop vite, en un mot simplement, pour avoir de la réussite. Soyez très très prudent, la morale viendra, c'est blottir dans vos bois. Gentiment, en flânant gentiment, tout.